Born in Oklahoma as Joseph Montgomery Fennell, Joseph Israel went on to make quite the name for himself playing and writing reggae music. He has performed with the likes of Michael Franti, Ziggy Marley, and Modest Yahoo, and this weekend he'll perform twice in Arkansas in conjunction with the release of his new album, Kingdom Road. Earlier this week, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas and myself were joined by Israel and members of his band inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. To begin our conversation, Christina asked Israel how, after growing up in Northwest Arkansas, a place without a lot of reggae music, he became attracted to the genre.
It just started from hearing it, this type of music, reggae music. But my dad had a really nice reggae collection, old albums. And even when I was a little child, my favorite album was this Bob Marley album, Babylon by Bus. And I'd have him play the first song over and over. Positive vibrations. It just kind of started gravitating towards that music. But it really started when I was like 12. I got my own little reggae tapes collection and started listening to it and hearing the message. And it began the message of the music that it spoke about social issues. It spoke about the Almighty and truth and rights for people and the underprivileged, the downtrodden of the earth, the oppressed, and the cry of the people. And that was where my heart was already at, you know, looking at history and seeing the problems of, even in this country, you know, from slavery and all of the things of the lack of justice and things that have happened throughout time. And this music kind of addressed all those things. And I've always kind of been, I thought serious about stuff. And so I felt like, this music is a place where you can express these type of thoughts. And so I started playing music to be able to express that, and reggae became the natural venue for that.
Well, where did you make the switch from enjoying listening to your dad's records to wanting to play this type of music?
You know, it just kind of happened. I don't know. The song started coming from inside of me. So I think, I don't know, one year I was like 14 or 15, and I got a little guitar, and then when I was 16, I got an acoustic guitar, and that's where it really started. I felt the acoustic more for my own songwriting and stuff. But I learned, of course, any song I wanted, you know, Bob Marley and all that stuff, learned all of his songs and enjoyed it, yeah.
When did you start writing? You said that you learned all of Bob Marley songs, but yeah. You write your own music now.
Yeah, I mean, it right from the start. Okay. I just started writing. Almost, that's why I started playing music. You know, I'd write stuff and feel stuff. And
you have a new album, Kingdom Road.
Yeah.
And it's coming out, has come out?
It's available through my website, the physical CD, and it releases digitally the 27th of this month.
All right. iTunes. It came out on your website earlier this week, Tuesday, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. And this is your second album. So how was the process of making this album different from the first album?
Okay, well, that's a good question. I mean, the first album, I had my acoustic guitar. I had this door open for me in Jamaica. And I went down there with my songs. And the producer I was working with, Chris Meredith, who became my bass player for a while, really good friend. And he's one of the most accomplished and most talented bass players on the planet to me. But he opened up the door to Tuff Gong Studios and got all these amazing session players that all became my friends. And anyways, I'd go down there and I'd play a song, and then they would put all these amazing parts to it. But for me, it was overwhelming. Like, whoa, you can get all this, can happen so fast. So I kind of didn't have the ideas of the shapes of the songs that I wanted them, you know, how exactly. I was kind of open. When I was writing these new songs, I had more of an idea of the production and how to approach each song differently. So I feel like some of these songs on this album are more acoustic. Some of them have less guitar. Some of them have less keyboards. You know, actually, there's no keyboards. Except I think there's a couple little spots where there's keyboards. But mostly it wasn't too much overdubs. I did all grand piano, and B3 organ, and just was really selective of what I put on the songs. And so that's really how it's different. You know, each one kind of built for itself. And the first album I did, like a standard, this guy played guitar on every song, this guy played bass on every song, you know, just kind of went with one approach to every song. So this one is way different.
There's also a track on the album, Kingdom Road.
Yeah.
What is the Kingdom Road?
Okay. Well, you know, it's the Kingdom Road is a road you can't see, you know, and so it starts from within an individual, their heart condition, and them wanting to do what is right and to seek the truth. Because there's a phrase in the scriptures that says, "The truth will set you free," and so the Kingdom Road is that road to true freedom. And is not associated with any religion or anything like that, but just truth. Because truth stands outside of anyone's boundaries. Truth stands alone. You know, it might not always be what you want to hear, but the truth, it might be offensive to some people, but it's not a sin. You know, it's not wrong. So we have to deal with the truth. So the Kingdom Road, you know, the idea of a government, we have governments, but the idea, the main theme that I find from reading the Bible is of the coming of God's kingdom, you know, which I use the name Yah or Yahweh for God, you know, because that's the Hebrew name. The idea of a government isn't bad, but the governments of man, because man's selfish interests get involved and, you know, wherever the love of money is the root of evil and all that kind of stuff, we have governments that actually cause harm. But the kingdom of the Almighty is the only government that I want to live in. And it's the one that's going to bring blessings to all people. So the idea of the song is, when the Almighty leads and we follow, you know, we must follow. This is reality, you know, but it takes an individual to seek those things.
There's 14 tracks on this album, and the album itself talks a lot about your own spiritual journey. Do you find it difficult to put something as complex as spirituality into song? Because, I mean, the songs are not, you don't have an hour for one song,
yeah,
you know, to explain how you feel or your thoughts on something as complex as your own spirituality.
True. I think it's the easiest way, because, you know, the most important thing is vibrations. And when in a song, besides, you know, if you're preaching, the person could be bored of listening or whatever to what you have to say. But when you're singing a song, their heart is open. So the main point of this album is to open the heart of the individual, and that my heart is open, that my mind and heart, I'm sharing from my heart to your heart, and then it would connect there before we intellectually dissect anything, and that the main thing that's connected is the feelings of goodness and love and care, because the main issue is communication is very hard with people. But for me, I don't want to be on anyone's side except the right side, you know, and the side of the right side is for the humble of the earth, and it doesn't see national boundaries, racial boundaries, or anything like that. To communicate that in a world of crazy social media and all the stuff, you don't have very long. So the songs, if you can get someone to listen for 1 minute of the song, I think I can communicate there's something worth listening more to, and that there's something out there for you. Hopefully I could spark a little spark in the individual to live their life with meaning and, you know, keep seeking.
You now live in California, and you've played all over the world, really, with some pretty big names in reggae music. What is it like to come home to where you grew up, to Arkansas, to play here?
I love Fayetteville. I miss it all the time. I mean, this town has been so good to me, and is a great place to grow up in. You know, I travel the whole world, but there's no place like Fayetteville, Arkansas. You know, this place is wonderful.
Do you find that your hometown welcomes you and
yeah,
your music? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when I was first coming up in the music, it was a little hard, you know, because people were just, they didn't know how to take it. But once I actually started having more success in Jamaica and out in the United States, it became more accepted here. You know, it took a minute. But once the Gone Are the Days album came out, and people started to get to hear what I was doing, and they kind of, you know, before I was kind of a diamond in the rough, or so to speak, you know, it was coming, but now we have the music, and there's a lot of people that really support it, and I think Fayetteville is very supportive in general of anything, you know, that's good in this town. I mean, like my sister's Restore Humanity has been very supportive from this area, and I just find that of all places that I've been, this is one of the most supportive communities, very community oriented. I love this place. So yeah, I'm very thankful.
Well, it looks like a couple of members of your group have come in?
Yeah, yeah, we have some, my singer Mike, Michael Walker, and then my drummer Marlon Davis will be joining us here.
And you guys are going to perform for us, yes?
Yeah, we'll do a song here.
Excellent.
Well, this is the title track of the new album called Kingdom Road. He will lead, we must follow. This is reality, yes, I know. Where he leads, bless and follow. That's why we tried in on his kingdom road. Kingdom road, always in the sun. Kingdom road, the light of Zion. Kingdom road, redemption time has come. Kingdom road, tell me, are you ready? Cross over Jordan. Tell me, are you ready to meet the promised land? Wisdom is crying, knowledge sings. There's a famine of the word in the land. Kingdom road, always in the sun. Kingdom road, the light of Zion. Kingdom road, redemption time has come. Kingdom road. We must follow. This is reality. Yes, I know. Where he leads, bless and follow. That's why we trodden on his kingdom road. Kingdom road, always in the sun. Kingdom road, the light of Zion. Kingdom road, I said redemption time has come. Kingdom road, kingdom road, we always in the sun. Kingdom road, Yahshua from Zion. Kingdom road, redemption time has come. Come on, kingdom road.
Thank you. You really can't help but smile.
All right, good. Yeah, that was a blessing. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, and if people want more information about how to get tickets or more information about your music?
Yeah, so you go to George's Majestic website and look for the Joseph Israel Show, and there's I think it's stubs.net or .org where you buy the tickets. So tickets are $10 in advance. And so go get them early if you want to save a couple bucks, $12 at the door. And josephisrael.com is where you can find out, or Facebook, Joseph Israel and Jerusalem Band. You know, I look forward to share this music with my hometown in Fayetteville, Arkansas. So hope everybody can make it and come show the love, and we have the love to share with you all. So from my heart to your heart, you know, I look forward to see you.
Joseph Israel and the Jerusalem Band will play at 9 o'clock tomorrow evening at Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack in Little Rock. You can also catch them Sunday night at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Doors will open at 7. The music starts at 8. More information available at josephisrael.com.